Next poem is a short poem called Naming the Children. Several years ago, my grandfather had had a series of strokes and was living in a nursing home, and my wife and I went to pick him up, to bring him to my mother's house for a party, and he, in the car, he told us that he had lost a lot of his memory because of the strokes, and his way of keeping his memory intact or bringing it back was when he woke up in the morning, he would recite, he would count to 10 in three languages, in Russian, in Hebrew, and English, and then he would recite the names of his children and his grandchildren in all three languages also. Jewish children, when they're born, are given an English name. They're also given a Hebrew name because of the old story that the angels only can understand Hebrew. So, also, it might help for you to know that when the Russian Jews or any immigrants, I guess, came over, they changed their names, and that name change is indicated in the poem. Naming the Children. He remembers good night and good morning. He remembers my wife, Gail, which is the wind, who sits beside him, stroking his thin right hand. From back of the car through the neighborhoods, he recites the names of his children in Russian, Hebrew, and English. The names squeeze through the damaged arteries, past the house in Odessa, over the remarkable ocean to New York. Misha will be Morris, Hodya will be Ida. 10 years later, my mother, Beatrice Florence, stares into polished stone. At last she sees herself, nee Bryna Fagel, beautiful bird, which is how it is in America, over the graves of our parents, how we are named.